Track 3, Oprah's Method. On the last track, we discussed the four questions or steps in problem-focused thinking that may be the basis of creating stress in your facility. These four questions were asking, what is the problem? Why do I have this problem? Who is to blame? And what else is going to go wrong? Now, let's look at de-stressing through solution-focused thinking. Rather than ruminating, anguishing, and wheel-spinning over what is the problem, state your problem in one sentence, and one sentence only. Then move to the first of the four questions in the solution-focused model of thinking. The first question is, ask yourself, rather than what is the problem, as in the problem-focused thought pattern, ask, what do I want to have happen? If you are an Oprah Winfrey fan, or in New Thought, this is also called the law of attraction. Oprah talks often about creating what you want by focusing on what you want, rather than focusing on what you don't want. Now, focus on the same stressful situation, problem, or difficulty you wrote in your note-taking booklet, or thought about in Track 2. However, this time, summarize or state your problem or stressor in terms of something you want more of. In short, you are stating your problem in a positive light. Here are five examples. Example number one. I want Hester's shower schedule changed so she can attend a bingo. Example number two. I want Effie's CNA to give her the yarn winding I left in her room after she is dressed or returns from a meal. Example three. I want Mary transported to the Bible study conducted by her church. Example 4. In care plan conference, it was agreed upon that the medication that makes Harry drowsy could be delayed until after men's discussion group. I would like his medication schedule changed. Example 5. I would like the speech therapist to change Helen's therapy time to accommodate her attendance at crafts. Now it's your turn. I'll request for you to turn the CD player off in a minute. Take your stressor from the last track, or another one, and rather than wording it with a problem focus, or what you don't want to have happen, state it in terms of the ideal outcome you would like, or what you want more of. Or another way to put this is what you want to have happen. State your problem in one sentence, then elaborate upon what you wish would have happened. Dare to dream, as the saying goes. After you have focused on what you want to have happen, the second question is, how can I achieve this? This question focuses on a game plan or strategy you need to create to best accomplish your goal or what you want to have happen. The sooner you can shift your focus from the problem statement to choosing your goal or asking what you want more of, the sooner you can focus on step two, how to get it. Make sense? Now, recall the second question from Track 2 in problem-focused thinking. The second question was, why do I have this problem? However, in the solution-focused model, the second question is, how can I achieve what I want to have happen? Do you see how in the solution-focused thought process, the focus is on a course of action? This course of action is set forth in the question, how can I achieve what I want more of? So rather than ruminating over your unhappy, stressful event, which is what happens in the problem-focused question, why do I have this problem? So don't keep your foot in the air trying to gain balance on your facility tightrope. Don't waste time asking, why do I have this problem? Move to a solution focus instead and ask, how can I achieve what I want more of? So do you see the world of difference changing your self-talk can make regarding your level of stress? When you hear the musical tone, turn the CD player off and answer yourself just that question. How can I achieve what I want more of? Write the answer in your note-taking booklet, or use this as a thought exercise. The answers regarding how you can achieve what you want more of are limitless. Your turn now. Ask yourself the question, how can I achieve what I want more of? After thinking about what I want more of and how you can achieve it, the third question in the solution, rather than the problem-focused thought pattern to reduce stress is, what resources do I have? As you can see, this question goes hand in hand with question 2, how can I achieve what I want more of? Resources to achieve what you want more of can be personality strengths within yourself, physical objects, supportive people, and so on. We'll focus specifically on supportive people in track 8 of this CD set. The possible resource list is multifaceted. In addition to people resources, might be a book, a seminar, an activity publication like creative forecasting. Let's go back to stressors you listed in track 1 and give you an idea of resources regarding those situations. Now it's your turn to apply question 3 to your stressor problem. Write down or think about resources you have or need to recreate to solve your stressor. The fourth step or question in this solution rather than problem focus is, what opportunities does having the thing I want more of generate? This question creates a focus on future planning. In other words, what happens if and when you get what you stated in question number 1? What do I want more of? If you do get what you want more of, you will want to keep the ball rolling. The process for the fourth and final question is, 1. Mentally anticipate the eventuality of getting your goal. 2. Focus beyond that goal to what we want to have happen next. 3. When you do 1 and 2, you have a greater chance of recognizing opportunities in the present and taking advantage of them as they occur. Now it's your turn. When you turn the CD player off, ask yourself, what opportunities does accomplishing this goal generate? What positive outcomes do you envision from succeeding regarding getting what you want? Is it possible for you to make a personal commitment to keep this CD in your car and play this track so often that you know the 4 questions in solution-focused thinking from memory? In review, the 4 questions in the solution-focused thought process are 1. What do I want more of? 2. How can I achieve this? 3. What resources do I have? 4. What opportunities does this goal generate? The next track contains a detailed application of solution-focused thinking as it applies to a CNA transporting a resident.